This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
So I was telling you on the show that my... Are you singing AC/DC?
The bit from School of Rock, yeah. When they're all in the back.
And the ice and snow and the big... And the hot springs blow.
But you know when they sing it in School of Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, so good.
Hammer of the Gods. What is that song?
All I know is...
He's just gotten like... How he's just like convinced the school to, I mean, of all very inappropriate.
They're
but
going
just
to like the rock
to,
place.
To right? Battle of the Bands.
Battle of the Bands. Ice and snow where the, and the hot springs blow.
Blow, surely. It's got to be blow. Got to be.
Blow? Sorry, I'm just looking for a song.
Such Led an Zeppelin. Incredible film. Oh, okay,
it's
yeah.
It's called Immigrant Song.
Ooh.
And I have to listen to an ad in order to listen to the Immigrant Song.
Isn't that the way it's all gone now? It's terrible.
Sorry about this now. I'm sure it's quite boring for you to listen to me find a song. Class. I feel so stupid saying it was AC/DC. Hammer of the Gods.
So good.
That is really good. Sorry, what was I going to say?
You're saying we were talking on the show about something.
We were talking on the show. Oh yeah, about I can't like reverse my... It's actually the first thing you'll hear. So this,
this is
pointless. It's the first thing you'll hear after this intro finishes, but it's me talking about my car reverse beep sound. Yeah. And I can't like go into settings and turn it off or whatever. But Alex, who reads the news, is a real car guy.
He really loves cars.
Yeah, he'd strike me as
but not
that.
By... No, I wouldn't say he doesn't.
Derogatory.
No, it's good.
That's
Alex like cars. Loves cars.
He seems like the kind of guy be into cars. All right.
No, that's good. That's good to know your
to
cars.
Have a hobby.
Yeah.
But he was telling me that I need to go and clean my sensors. And I was like, I already cleaned the camera.
Wow.
I was like, I already cleaned the camera. And he was like, that's not the sensor.
Oh, that's very interesting.
I did not know.
So they think the bit of dirt on there is a child that you're about
but
to
like,
run over.
I have a picture at the back of the car here. And there's no like sensors, I don't think.
Tell him to get up to the car park and have a look. He'll love that. He loves cars.
He does, yeah. I did say, I was like, come look at the car and just fix it for me.
Come look at the car and just give it a compliment. Just say what you think about it.
Anyway, sorry, that wasn't too interesting, but...
No, it's good.
Is everything all right now with your radio?
Yeah, everything's sorted. Yeah, yeah,
and great. You got the memory card?
I got the memory card and I kept the memory card.
Right.
The memory card has all the logos of the radio stations, but if you're a regular listener, which I'm sure you are if you listen to this podcast, then you'll know all that.
Yeah. That's the story for another day. I'm going to be getting a new car soon.
Are you?
Well, I'm going to be getting my mom's old car.
Because child friendly car.
Yeah, so that's.
Is this the one that smells?
Well, she got the smell out of it. Oh, that was as well. If you're a listener to the show, you'll know about that. My mom got a really terrible valet and they handed the car back like sopping wet and there was a smell of damp that she had to get another professional to come in and had dehumidifiers in the car and all this stuff. So I do need to investigate to make sure it doesn't smell damp.
What car is it that you're getting?
It's a Nissan Juke. Like okay. A Qashqai.
4x4.
Yeah, it's like a little bit high up.
Oh, look at you.
I know.
Be a soccer mom.
I know. Well, she, speaking of soccer mom, she's got a Volvo now. So she's the real mom. But yeah, so I'll be getting that soon. So
nice.
Maybe I'll have some stories
yummy,
on that.
Yummy mummy car. Yummy well, it's mummy. Not really yummy mummy car, but it's more like...
No.
You're definitely a mother who works.
Yes.
Yeah.
A single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops. Just stop. Cut
Emma,
this off whenever.
Emma will be back tomorrow. So we're sorry about the chaos for today. It was crazy.
We're just quirky like
that. We're just
that.
Quirky, crazy. Enjoy. Bye. Let's go. David Fiona in the morning. Hey, what's happening? 2 minutes past seven on Monday, the 12th of January, 2026. Where Emma, David, Fiona, just myself and Fee this morning.
Hello, how are you?
Great five-word weather there.
That
not
was
too cold this week.
Oh.
Ooh, I'll take that.
I guess they can't say more than that because it's just the five words.
It is, yeah, but also just it was a nice five word.
Not too cold.
This week.
But what else? Well, you'd have to tune
we don't know
to
what
full
happens,
weather.
But I have no idea what's going to happen.
But that's good.
Do you know, remember I bought a new car?
Of course, you have mentioned
it. I don't know if I mentioned it now.
Not too much, but like I see you drive in, so that's why I know.
Oh, that's why you'd know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's been a bit of a like interesting process buying the car, and there was a lot of things wrong with it. There was no one, you know, there was no tax done, and there was no NCT done.
See, you've been on your journey.
The radio logos and all that kind of stuff. There's one thing that's really starting to annoy me now that everything in the car is fixed.
Okay.
And it's
you still have to have something to
complain
about.
Yes, of course. Listen,
And I wouldn't kick off the show in any other way, don't worry. But it is the reverse. I've wanted for years, ever since I started driving, to have reverse beepers.
I
hate them.
Well, I think they are so dramatic. I've never had them either. But like, all I know is that everyone who has them always continues reversing when it's like beep, 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 beep.
My thing, I just go into reverse and it's like beep, 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 beep. I'm like, what? Is there a child behind my car? There is not. There's nothing there. There's a camera in my car. I can see what's behind me. There's nothing behind me. And then it's like, right, I'll take it out of reverse. I'll put it into neutral. I'll pull it back in reverse. I put it back in reverse. It's like, oh yeah, everything looks good here.
What? I'm like, maybe
2 seconds ago you were acting as if it was the apocalypse.
Maybe you accidentally have it set to never reverse because the car thinks you never want to go backwards in life.
Okay.
And it thinks you always want to be striving forward. So maybe that's on you.
We're starting deep on the show.
We are.
All right, let's do radio. Just a Callum, what do you want?
A bit of public humiliation, I think, is the first thing that we need at 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. And we haven't done this in a while, so I thought, why not bring it back? What a week it was last week. We returned after a big Christmas break. It was revealed that our very own Jack Keating is going back into Love Island, and it's been a whole year since Cherry Tomato Bridge.
Oh wow.
Dave's favourite place. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
None for me, as normal. Obviously.
None for me, I'm full.
I won't say any worse this week, love.
So, the big news, yeah, Jack Keating going back into Love Island.
At some stage,
we don't know when. We're speaking a bit more about Love Island a bit later. But we revealed that Jack is going to be one of the islanders, and we caught up with him before Christmas, and we were playing back some of our chats on the show. Dave decided to give Jack some chat-up lines to help him in the villa, but Jack decided that one of those lines really wasn't for him.
My dad says life is a roller coaster. Want to take the ride with me?
Oh, that's brilliant.
I feel like you could use that one. I don't know if I can get away with this.
Famously, dad is not Ronan. Essential.
Poor Jack didn't really get that. Yeah. In order for that joke to work or that pickup line to work, my dad needed to be Ronan Keating.
Very much an integral part of the chat. A nice worst bit for Jack Keating when he's not on the continent.
And as fantastic as my dad Don is, he's not Ronan Keating.
No. It seems like 2026 is the year of the walkouts on this show. The first walkout came from Dave on the Girly Quiz when he was asked to name the part of the body that expands during pregnancy, but he threw a wobbler when he got it wrong.
Final answer. What? No! He's gone.
The stomach.
And he proceeded to break his headphones in the process.
You did break the headphones.
But you fixed them again.
I fixed them.
Fair is fair. Very proud of you.
Then the shoe was on the other foot when Dave wanted to talk about the UK traitors. And myself, Emma and Fiona all wanted to avoid spoilers, leaving Dave all on his own, lost and confused.
I think this is the clip. Again, Emma usually does this, but I think this is the clip. Is this the clip? Hold on, they have to come in and help because they specifically don't want to listen. Is this the clip?
Yeah, that's the clip.
That's the clip. Okay,
can we go again?
Yes, you go again. Okay, so this is the clip. That was a horrible time.
Was it bad?
It was so confusing because you used it all left, and then I had to tell the story, and I was like, there's no reaction. No one cares.
No one cares about you. I need to listen to that back now that I'm completely up to date.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my God, what a storm.
Very dramatic.
So I'm going to listen straight back to that.
My favourite thing was that we were watching through the window as well. And Dave was just wildly waving and we didn't know if it was him calling us back in or you just gesticulating.
You're just helping a plane to land.
Yes. And finally, listener discretion is advised. If you're eating your breakfast, maybe stop for the next 20 seconds.
Ooh,
as Emma started the new year talking about a certain spot on the body.
The rectum.
Rectum's
a great word. Yeah. I'd love to use it more often.
Well, you can use it as often as you want. Say, oh, that lad, he's a real pain in the rectum.
I thought you were going to go, that lad is a pure rectum.
Or, hey, let me just rest my rectum down here.
I like that.
Surprisingly, we started the year off on a high talking about things that people got stuck up their bum.
Yeah.
I've been producer Callum and they were the worst bits of last week.
Amazing.
Pretty good.
Thank
pretty good worst bits,
we
I would
say. Got off pretty lightly, I think.
I don't make mistakes on this show.
Yeah, fair enough. We're back. We'll do it again next week.
I was talking to Dave's disgust, I think, a lot at how much I am looking to take to the bed at the moment. Kind of looking to wind down for January.
Since we came back in January, Fiona and Emma have both been like, oh, do you know what? I think after work today, I'm just going to take to the bed. I'm like, for me, it sounds like medieval times.
Victorian waifs who won't make it through the winter. Yeah. That's just us. We're so delicate and small.
Oh, take to the bed.
Well, literally, that's the beauty of it. Like, you have no option but to. But on Friday night, I was prevented from taking to the bed because I was supporting Joanne McNally at the Olympia.
Poor thing.
I know. God bless me. Like, does she not understand my plans? She's a fan of taking to the bed as well now. We all love it.
So, sorry, you supported Joanne McNally in the Olympia.
Yeah.
That's not your first time in the Olympia though, isn't it?
No, I've done the Olympia for Alan Carr.
Wow.
Three times. That was amazing a couple of years ago. I hoping to get back in for the next tour. And I did it for this American comedian called Doug Stanhope. Real lads comedian. Okay. The crowd absolutely hated me. It was awful. I don't know why I was put on that gig. It was terrible.
Can you not lad it up, no?
Oh, maybe I'd be better now, but at that time I certainly could not. It was
Friday,
tough.
Friday, I'd imagine, wasn't it, lads?
Very much for the girls.
Yeah.
Joanne, like, if you've ever been to one of Joanne's gig, which if you're a woman listening, I'm sure you have, like, the crowd are absolutely feral.
My mum was at a Joanne McNally gig.
Was she?
Yeah. And she was like, well, the guy at the start was very good.
Oh, really? Oh my God, that's gas. Because my mom came last night as well, or on Friday night as well. I had a few people there. I had my mom, my sister Vanessa, Emma from Dave and Fiona fame.
Emma Dave and Fiona?
Yeah,
was there.
No, she was there.
Emma Nolan.
No. And her
Emma
partner,
underscore,
Jack,
underscore Nolan.
Underscore
on Instagram.
Nolan, with the three underscores. And she had them with her.
You pull in the name.
I know, it was huge. They were all up in a box for themselves. And I'm dying for multiple reasons. Everyone kind of embarrassed me in different ways. But my mom. So the gig was kind of being run backstage by a lovely woman called Mary, who I've worked with, like, on a few different gigs. She's very sound. She's always very good if you're nervous. I remember once I was opening for Shane Daniel Byrne years ago, and we were both really nervous, and she gave us this it sounds sexy but it's not. It's like this, like, vibrating egg that you put on your chest that, like, regulates your heartbeat and makes you feel better and less anxious. And anyway, she was there and she was like, oh, everyone who you brought in has a backstage pass, so, like, bring them back after the show if you want. And I was like, okay. And I was like, oh, they'll make a show of me. But I was like, Grant, I'll bring them back, because we have separate dressing rooms and stuff. So my mom, my sister Emma, and Jack and Dwayne came back afterwards. Joanne came in to say hi to everyone. Mm-hmm. And obviously the whole show, if you haven't seen it, it's kind of about, like, being a single woman and, like, being single is cool and just, like, you know, whatever, being in your single power.
Yeah.
The first thing my mom says to her, Joanne, great show, but you need to get back on the apps. I was like, did my mother just tell Joanne McNally to get on the apps? I was like, I think she's been on them. Like, I think she spent a bit of time. She was like, yeah, no, I have been on them. She was, like, edging out the door, trying to get out the way. Yeah. I was like, do you remember what Emma was saying she was going to tell Joanne on Friday?
Yeah.
About how she DM'd her years ago saying that
in Brighton
and that she wanted her to come out. I was like, surely Emma won't say that. There's no time. Like, it's just a quick hello. Like, isn't she? No.
If I know Emma Nolan, she put her foot in it and then immediately regretted it. Go on.
That's exactly what happened.
I did not tell you. That's exactly what Emma Nolan does.
Immediately. Like, Joanne was barely in the door and Emma was like, I'm that sad girl who DM'd you a few years ago about being out with a couple of girls in Brighton and wanting to go out for a drink with you after the show. And Joanne was like, what? Because obviously she has a load of girls DMing her being like, do you want to go out for a drink? And she was like, oh, sorry. She was like, I don't really go out for drinks with strangers anymore. I used to earlier on in the career. But so that was all good. And then finally, Dwayne, who has, like, he's a comedian himself and he kind of knows about this stuff, but he was like he was recording the gig. So he was at the sound desk before I went on. And you know, a lot of people, fair enough, they're not arsed for the support act. They don't care.
Yeah.
They're in having a drink or whatever. They come in a bit later and that's part and parcel. You don't mind. So he overheard two women being like, oh, we don't have to rush into our seats, it's just the support act. And, like, if you know Dwayne, he wouldn't say anything to anyone, really. But he turned to them and was like, well, I hear the support act's actually very good.
That's my wife.
And they were like, oh, God, is it you? He was like, no, it's not. But she's actually very good. And he was like, they were like, well, do you know her? And he was like, yeah, it's my wife. And they were like, sorry, no, we will. We'll make sure we get in. You absolute freak. I don't think I'll be asked back.
Do you know what? Bring me next time.
Oh, God.
Say nothing to no one.
Keep the head down. I'll be out.
You just went to the cinema both on the weekend.
We did.
You both saw
not together.
Not together. Separately and on separate days and in separate cinemas.
Oh, fair enough. I didn't go to cinema this weekend because I knew everyone and their granny was going to be going.
Oh, it was Jammers.
You were dead right. Everyone was.
What did you see, Fee?
I saw Housemaid with Sydney Sweeney and
recommend?
Amanda Seyfried. Yeah, so good.
Really?
Very like, I felt like I was in America. Everyone was screaming. Like, everyone was being like, no! I would hate that. I know it was a bit of crack.
Finally, not a flop for Sydney Sweeney after she's had a horrible year.
Yes.
She's got great jeans.
She has. Her jeans are blue.
Worried why you were going to say that. I went to see Marty Supreme on
Saturday. I really want to see this.
It was a bit long.
Was it?
Yeah, after a while, I was just like, I just want to be done here. Like, yeah. I love the cinema, and I was in one of the screens in Rathmines, and it was a new one, and it was big, and it was massive.
Mm.
And the screen was like, there's so many seats, and there was not a spare seat.
Really?
It was fully booked.
That's
nothing
a bit much.
I hate more than a full cinema. Stay at home. Monday evening was meant to be something I was looking forward to for a while, but unfortunately I will have to wait. Love Island All Stars was meant to start tonight with our very own Spins Jack Keating, as he's most famously known. Spins Jack Keating.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was postponed because of wildfires. Yeah.
That's
so
awful.
It is really, really awful. A source said the bosses have no choice but to wait for the area to be deemed completely safe. The desire is to be back as soon as possible, but risk and health and safety assessments are still ongoing.
God.
So basically this crew for Love Island All-Stars sitting in nearby hotels and flats, and they're all to be paid their daily rates.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. So, like, this is costing ITV so much
hemorrhaging money.
Yeah, hemorrhaging. So, obviously, regardless of the situation, they still have to pay camera operators, runners, caterers, psychologists. They have returning islanders like Bel Hassan and Charlie Frederick apparently getting about £2,000 a week.
Oh.
And then, obviously, you've all the rest of the crew. So filming was first called off on Saturday morning, and firefighters along the Western Cape were called out to battle ferocious blazes, what they're calling it, sweeping down from the mountains. Maya Jama and the cast quickly whisked away from the winter villa, which, by the way, cost £9,000 a night.
What?
£9,000 a night to rent.
What?
I don't understand it.
Oh my God.
But it's already burned down one vineyard nearby, so obviously they had to kind of get people out, which was quite good. So strong winds overnight have further fanned the fires apparently as well. So it's not looking like it's going to be like soon. Do you know what I mean? It's not looking like it's going to be like tomorrow.
No. That's, I mean, wildfires famously, they take a while to get under control.
I wonder, have they already like started filming? Because you know, with the whole Love Island thing, they would have started filming probably on Saturday, and they probably had to cancel filming. And then,
yeah.
You know, away and stuff like
and
that.
And are they still like sitting in the hotel rooms now? No phones?
Probably
no
phones, no nothing.
Oh.
I remember Jack, when we were talking to Jack before, he said that he had a chaperone who was cool and brought a PlayStation. And
okay,
so he just did that, which was pretty cool.
Sorry, that literally sounds like, do you know, like back in the day when like children would be, had to go on flights, like if you were like child of
Colour
divorced parents, you get like the unaccompanied minor, like someone to bring it, and you'd be like, they're cool, they have games, they have snakes and ladders.
Now this is the interesting thing about working with Jack Keating, being friends with Jack Keating, is you can ask him things about Love Island and he will tell you. He's so open about this, something like this. So we chatted to Jack before Christmas, obviously when he just found out he was going into the Love Island villa, and I had so many questions about Love Island secrets that we don't know.
Mm.
I don't want to know about like things like eating, because we all know they don't eat on camera.
Yeah.
That's boring. We've all heard about that. But I had some genuinely, I think, good questions for Keating about Love Island. Do producers tell you each morning to split into groups of boys and girls and ask each other about how your couple is going?
Yes. So there's like a voice of God that speaks, like, so there's like just producers that are with you the whole time. But then there's like somebody on like the big mic that goes like, all right, guys, go to the fire pit, girls, go to the bathroom, get ready, and talk about your nights last night. Your boys and girls debriefs. Yeah.
Interesting.
Your boys and girls debriefs.
Yeah.
Very good.
Voice of God is interesting.
So the voice of God is obviously just someone over at Tannoy system.
It's like, I'm actually not sure who it is, because like, I'm sure it changes every year, but it's like the main producer that sits like at the screens. And
right,
like,
is watching everything.
Looks at everything, yeah.
I've watched the show. There's no God in that villain.
No. They need him.
Need him.
Y'all need Jesus.
Okay, how about this one? Do you have to tell producers who you're going to couple up with before you make your decision at the recoupling?
Ooh. Yes, you do, yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, I didn't get that far, but like, I'm sure I've heard that you have to this year, touch wood.
So you have to be like, I'm going to couple over her. So you can't be at a random moment and be like, actually, I've changed my mind.
That has happened before.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm not 100%. I would assume you'd have to tell them, but like, we did like a fake recoupling when we were in Casa Amor. before, not even on
to
on,
try it out.
No, to so that we all knew, because you know the way Casa Amor, everyone walks back in with their bubbles and stuff like that. So we did like a fake one in the Casa Amor villa, not recorded.
Oh my god!
And we all just had to stand there, and the girls picked. Like, it was pretty humiliating.
Right. Okay. But,
no way.
Yeah. So like, I think they have to have some of it rehearsed.
Right. Yes. Okay. Very good. My next question is, why are Islanders sometimes looking at their phone when there's nothing on the phone?
I don't know, because we didn't have them when we were there, when we were in there, because like there was one phone I think in the whole villa when we were doing Casa, and I've noticed the last couple of years they're just like on their phones constantly. Like,
yeah, I'm like, what are they doing?
I've no looking at pictures of themselves. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
They've just taken or something?
It must be, because like I know that, well, from what I've heard is that you get a phone and all it has on it is a camera, and then how you get your texts when someone goes, I got a text.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that is my last question. Actually, is when you get a text, do producers tell you to scream, I got a text?
No, it's just a thing that everybody
It's just
does.
A thing like, everyone knows.
The show's been on for what? Like,
it's been on a while.
Long time.
Celebrity Love Island, but I don't know if they would have done getting
but like the first season.
Yeah, the first season, like, had Shane Lynch on it from Boyzone.
Yeah, it was.
Callum Best.
Callum Best.
So if someone one day was just like, oh, I got a text.
They'd probably make you do it again, I'd say.
Okay,
yeah.
That's interesting.
And yeah, more passion, more energy.
One more for you. Do you ever go in the pool? Does anyone ever go for a swim?
All the time, but you can't bring your mics in there, so that's why you don't.
That's why.
So if you want to have like a little cheeky chat with somebody, they always say to go like do it in the pool, because if you want to like say something off screen or off camera, they say the best place to do it is in the pool.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're actually encouraged, as in the
well, no, not not producers. I mean, like if you're like with the lads or with the girls, and like you want to have like a cheeky private chat about something that you don't want to have on TV, they say you usually do it in the pool.
Wow,
yeah,
sure.
You can't bring
that.
Your cameras in.
I'd be underwater like a fish.
Yeah, literally.
doing your lengths every single morning.
I think she's being mean.
And do the producers call you up for that? Like, would they be like, get out of that?
Yeah, because they can see that like you're chatting and stuff like that. So they'll probably, if you're in there for too long and they can see a guy and a girl having a chat, or two guys having a chat in the pool, they'll probably come over.
Oh my god,
I love it. Get out, get the towels on, and get the mics back on you.
Amazing. Jack, I am so happy that we're getting to speak to you, because those questions are amazing. And when you come back, I'm sure I'll have a million more questions for you.
Oh my god, I know. It's
when
be
you
crazy.
Come back as the winner
of
Love Island All Stars.
And maybe a girlfriend as well, we never know.
Ah, don't worry about that.
1038. Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning. 4 minutes past eight, fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona starts. How are you? What's happening?
Hey, how are you?
I want to throw back to something that Fully Charged actually put on last year in 2025.
Yes.
We put on the Big Night of Laughs. Do you remember it was on in...
the Sugar Club?
Sugar Club. And we had Emma Doran.
Did.
We had...
Shane Daniel Byrne, Rachel Galva.
And myself and Emma were to do, you know, our own thing. But we also had Michael Fry.
Yes.
And Michael Fry had some big news for us that he revealed on the night of the Big Night of Laughs.
Ivan Michael Fry, I have a question for you. Did you like my dancing? And would you consider me a star? Well, I have some news for you. I will be on this series of Dancing with the Stars in January. I will see you then. Good night, everybody.
Ah, lovely Michael Fry.
So good.
He did it. He did it last week, and luckily there was no one off last week. And then he did it again yesterday, and he didn't do great, I don't think, because he was the first off.
First to go.
I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, but Michael Fry was the first to go, unfortunately. I watched the clip. He wasn't that bad. He wasn't amazing. A little bit rigid, but like...
Do you know what? They're jealous of him. They're only jealous of him. That's such a shame.
I was watching clips of him after, and you know, he was being lifted up by the crew, and I was like, oh God, I'm glad. But then he left to go home with his friends.
Yeah.
And they got stuck in the port tunnel.
Ah, that's salt to the wound now. Like, that's not great.
You get kicked off the Dancing with the Stars, and then you get
broken down in the port tunnel.
As is tradition for everyone. For everyone who's kicked off the first week of Dancing with Stars. Even if you live on the south side, nowhere near the port tunnel, you must make that treacherous journey and be caught. That's such a shame.
It is.
I actually loved his dancing on the night of the big night of last.
Yes.
I remember he was doing a little, he was dropping his booty down to the floor.
My mum still talks about it, Jess. It was, Michael Fry was amazing.
He was. And he was dropped down with such freedom and throwing caution to the wind that he accidentally like hit off his like
his remote
that he was using to like cue his music and the music stopped. And but it was just, it was like such a moment of joy and he just had to style it out and we all loved it. So really he is my winner.
That.
He should have had a remote in the arse pocket.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Tricky. For now, though, the tricky 10 must happen.
Yes, it is our game that we play at this time every day. 10 questions and the answers are all a number between 1 and 10. It sounds tricky because that's in the name, but it's actually quite easy to do.
Yeah, money can't buy prize as well as a fuzzy charge. There's only four left. When they're going, when they're gone,
they're
really
definitely gone.
Jess is on to play. Good weekend, Jess.
Yeah, good weekend, yeah.
Did you get up
to that a murder mystery like show yesterday?
Oh,
that was really good.
Fun.
Yeah.
Very good. Where was that?
In the O'Reilly Theatre. So, like, the audience were the jury.
I saw this. My girlfriend's parents went to this. It looked unbelievable.
Yeah, like, you have to, like, scan a QR code and, like, do, like, votes and stuff for, like, the evidence. And, yeah, very good.
That is deadly.
That's fab. And would you be into that stuff? Would you be a bit of a true crimer? Would you be a...
Oh, yeah, we like a true crime documentary,
That's so fun. That's such a good January activity as well. Like, you want to do something that's going to... incentivize you to leave the house.
Absolutely. That sounds unbelievable. It sounds like a lot of fun. What's the plan for the rest of the day, Jess?
Just on my way to work now in Dunboyne. So,
very good.
What do you do? Are you a detective?
No, a teacher.
A teacher. You're a teacher. Very good. Primary or secondary?
Primary.
Very nice. All right. What class do you have this year?
Fourth.
Fourth class. Not bad.
Is everyone in fourth class excited about CMAT? The Dunboyne Diana?
Yes, they do be, yeah. Yes, they do.
Good question.
Pretty big deal.
Good question.
Well, look, you say Dunboyne, I say Dunboyne Di.
All right, Jess, welcome to the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win that brand new fuzzy charge snoodie to get cozy this winter. Money can't buy these, and they are going quick as well. There's only four left to go. So seeing as it's the start of the week, you will go top of the leaderboard no matter what you get. But still, I'd recommend trying your best to get a good score. Jess, Fiona is going to ask your questions. The very best of luck.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ready to go, Jess?
Yep.
All right, let's do this. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The common starfish typically has how many arms?
Say that again?
The common starfish typically has how many arms or points?
Five.
How many hours are there in 1/3 of one day?
Eight.
The best shot in golf is called a hole in what?
One.
Glasnevin and Griffith Avenue are part of what Dublin postal district?
Five.
What number is hidden in the word attention?
Ten.
How many Premier League points do Wolves have?
Eight.
Ariana Grande has starred in how many Wicked films?
Two.
How many times does the number one appear in the Spin phone number?
Three.
How many nations play in the annual rugby tournament that starts in February?
Six.
Okay, very good.
Jess, that was the tricky 10. How do you feel?
I don't know. It's so hard. It's easy listening to people on the radio, but then
And when you're listening,
I don't know.
And when you're listening on the radio, Jesse, you're screaming at the radio what the answer is.
Oh yeah, like I say, like it's so easy. How do you not know it? But then, like,
all right.
No.
Do you want to find out what you got?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
7.
A score of 7.
Very good,
oh,
Jess.
Not
that's
not
a very strong start to the week.
Especially considering we only got to 9 questions. You had a really, really strong start. You messed up a little bit on Glasnevin and Griffith Avenue. They're part of what Dublin Postal District? You said 5. The answer was 9 on that one. And how many Premier League points do Wolves have? You said 8. You were 1 off. The answer was 7. The rest you got absolutely spot on.
Nailed it.
Topping the leaderboard with a score of 7 is absolutely brilliant. And listen, we'll be back on to you Friday if you've topped that leaderboard.
Okay, thank you. Have
well
a good
done.
Day.
Well
thank
done, Jess. Jess. Bye.
Thank you.
Good luck. Ah, 7. Start the week is not bad at all. Yeah,
very good.
Do you want to play Tricky in a WhatsApp right now? 087 711 103. You see how easy it is?
It's
why
not
take
shabby
it on,
at all.
Take on this Tricky 10 and potentially win a Money Can't Buy prize. It's a bit of a sad Monday for me. It's time to say goodbye.
You're leaving?
To my electric scooter.
Right. Okay. Okay.
In the news there, you might have heard that it's illegal, I think, now to ride the e-scooter without a, you know, a jacket on, a high-vis jacket on. And I just say no.
You said that's where I draw,
that's
the,
where
line.
I draw the line.
I won't be lighting myself up for anybody.
Funnily enough, though, that's not the reason, but funnily enough, I haven't heard anything about e-scooters until the day I decide to get rid of mine and the news is talking about them.
Oh, and does that have you being like, maybe it's a sign?
Maybe it's a sign to not.
Keep it.
Yeah. Now, you see, when I started the show back in 2022, I used to scoot into work every single morning. When I say scoot to work, I used to scoot 2 minutes to the Lewis.
Wow.
And then I would put the scooter on the Lewis and then I would go all the way to work and I would scoot for another 2 minutes.
Brave boy.
And you're not allowed the scooters on the Lewis anymore.
You weren't now, you were at the time.
Yeah.
Okay, because they take up too much room.
No, it's about the exploded batteries.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I used to fold mine up.
I fold it up and I'll be grand. Do you know what? I'm such a pervert. I remember when I was about to start this job. I'm such a pervert. Spin. I remember when I started. I was like creeping on, obviously, like you and Emma on socials to
when
be like,
started. Right,
what's the, when I started.
Oh, when you started.
When I was like, you know, going to be joining the team and I'd be like, let's get a vibe of these. And I watched your video of like first day on the radio show and you scooted into work. And I was like, whoa, he scoots that whole way. It was very deceptive.
It was.
If I knew it was only a 2 minute scoot, I'd be like, do you know what? I'm not taking the job.
The first day on the show, I did scoot the entire way to the office until I realised I was just going to the Lewis. But it was a 9 minute scoot from door to door and it was one length of Jesus of Suburbia by Green Day. I used to listen to the same song every day.
Anyway, good.
I then got a car parking space in work because I fought hard for it.
Yes.
Right? I kept parking in Pat Kenny's spot and they kept going really mad. So they just gave me one.
That's what I need to start doing.
You need to park at Pat Kenny's spot.
And then they soon know.
So I was like, there's no need for the scooter. Yeah. And then like I was a single person and I was like going on dates. I remember dating this girl who was like, you don't actually have an e-scooter, do you? And I was just like, no. And so I had to hide it and just make sure I never ever went on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, a little yup bro. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, they are a bit of an ick, aren't they?
And then when I kind of didn't care about her, I remember sending her a photo of me on the e-scooter and then a video of me going by going ding ding.
I was lying. At least you don't
have one.
At least you don't have one of the ones that has a little seat. Yeah. They're the worst. Like,
anyway,
come on.
Let me just get to the reason I'm getting rid of it is because I don't use it, right?
Yeah.
It's just been sitting in my alleyway for ages. The charger is there. The battery's pretty messed up as well. I haven't used it in so long, but when I have used it, the tires are not very pumped up.
Okay.
I think there's a hole in one of them. And the battery can only last about 15 minutes or something like that.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's not great.
That's crap.
It probably just needs a new battery.
Yeah.
However, this is where it gets down to it. I'm considering, obviously I'm getting rid of it, but I'm considering multiple options of how to get rid of
it.
I'm sure I could recycle it some way.
Surely.
Sounds like a lot of effort.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could sell it, but I don't want to then explain to the person buying it, oh, by the way, this is broken and the tyres aren't great on it and it only lasts for 15 minutes before you have to charge it, so don't go uphill anywhere. That sounds like a lot of effort.
We'll take it.
So here's my thought process and I'd love to hear what you think. And thoughts as well, welcome on 087 711 103. I'm thinking of leaving it somewhere in town.
Oh.
With
okay.
The like just on the stand, not locked to anything.
Yeah.
With the charger wrapped around it.
Yeah.
And then there's a sign that I can print off here and work that just says, off you go.
If someone got on that, I would fear for them in life. Because I'd be like, that's going to explode.
Is
no, it's not on you.
Okay.
But like, if someone would trusted that and it's like free scooter, Even though I know you are genuinely offering it to be free.
Yeah, it's free. But if anyone wants like a kind of broken scooter, I think I'm going to leave it somewhere in town.
Maybe someone listening is handy and knows how to replace the battery. Is like, oh yeah, like I'd get that working, no bother.
That'd be nice.
That could be something.
Also, just by the way, I feel like I should say this legally. Okay. Mm. When I first got the scooter, I also got an air tag.
Oh.
There is an air tag in the scooter, but I can't get it out. But it's also the battery on it is gone. So if you do find the scooter, if I leave it somewhere in town, you find the scooter and you take it home and you go, there's an air tag in this. It doesn't work. I don't know where you are. I'm not tracking you.
Oh, you're going to have to make note of that as well.
Yeah.
off you go. Please get rid of air tag if you can. I couldn't figure it out. Sorry.
And also battery, probably fix that maybe. It might blow up. So, yeah.
And anyway, what are you doing after this?
Good idea? Bad idea?
Yeah, I think it's good.
David Guetta, Teddy Swims on the scooter. You'd be gone, gone, gone. Spin. We will find. Sienna Spyro and Die on This Hill. This is Spirit Radio. Good morning, we're
Beautiful.
Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin's Fully Charged, 20 to 9.
Shout out to Sienna. She's been a real beacon of hope for us here in the new year. For now, though, we're talking about this because Timothy Chalamet really has brought this into the forefront.
He really is the man of the moment. Like,
he sure everyone is. Talking is. About it's his year, and I feel like he's been manifesting this for a while, just saying, like, you know, I want to be the best, I want to be the great. And
I
like,
loved that. Remember when he did that whole, I don't know where it was, but the speech, he was like, just so you know, like, he was like, I want to be the best, and I'm really pushed forward by the best.
Yeah, I love it. I know he got a bit of slagging for it, but it's like, you have to back yourself and you have to believe in yourself.
Trying in 2026. Let's bring in trying again.
Let's do trying. I mean, it's been a while because cringe was back, and then it was like, okay, you don't want to be seen to be making an effort. But the other reason that people are talking about Timothy Chalamet is because he, first of all, he won a Critics' Choice Award.
Yes.
And last night he won a Golden Globe.
Of course.
And both times he thanked his love, Kylie Jenner.
So I don't understand why this is a big deal, because Pippa was only saying that to me. She was just like, oh, did you hear? And I was like, so we knew they were together. Yeah, but he's never acknowledged her.
Yeah, I guess
she's never acknowledged him.
That is a big deal in celebrity world, even though like people have seen them together. Like they went out wearing the matching orange outfits and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not the fact that he acknowledged her. It's what he called her that people seem to be talking about.
For my parents, for my partner, I love you. Thank you so much.
What?
His partner.
Oh, hold on.
For my parents, for my partner, I love you. Thank you so much.
His partner.
Yeah.
I was expecting you to be like, he called her a pet name.
No, not little Boo Thang. Not little KJ. It was just partner, and it seems to have spurred on a lot of chat. I was reading a thing in GQ. Well, it popped up for me on Instagram. I don't purchase GQ myself because I'm a woman. And really, that people were kind of not up in arms, but a bit surprised about this, and that it was sparking a conversation that if you call someone partner, it like will lead people to roll their eyes because it can read like an awkward like overcorrection, or you're like, you're trying to be gender neutral, or you're trying to virtue signal or be like mysterious about what gender your partner is.
Do you know what that is? That's woke.
That is woke gone mad. But see, they think it's woke to say partner. Oh. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, okay, so this is what GQ says, or someone who is in GQ, they like did a little like chat around the office, and someone said, I've always loved the silly heart eyes feel of a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and I don't believe there's anything reprehensible about referring to your paramour as such if they're okay with it. Of course, for what it's worth, I often call my girlfriend my man, which I'm sure she loves.
I like that.
That's a bit of crack.
That's funny.
So basically, this morning on the show, on 087 711 1038, we're asking, what do you call your other half? What do you call your ma? Your missus.
Yeah,
do you say girlfriend, boyfriend? I always find boyfriend quite cringe.
Yeah.
Just because it just sounds real like you're 14.
You're 14, yeah.
I don't know. Girlfriend is better.
And I don't know. I don't think it is. It sounds like you're about to explain that. Well, she's a girl and she's my friend.
And she's more than just that. I think girlfriend's all right. Boyfriend, I don't know. Maybe it's because I have a South Dublin accent, so it sounds real like, very like nasal. And now it's husband, which I'm still trying to like come to terms with. It's mad.
I think that's cringe.
Yeah. it is. Fellas, is it cringe to get married? But yeah, we just want to know, what do you call them? I mean, obviously, what are some of the ones that people hate? Herself, himself.
I like herself.
I think that's where a lot of people draw the line.
I'd never use it, but I don't mind it. I like when I would call Pippa the missus.
The missus. Mm. The missus.
No, but I'd say it to other people. I wouldn't be like...
I'll have to check in with the missus.
I would say that, yeah.
Okay.
I'd be like, oh, I'll check with the missus, see what's
going on. She wears the trousers.
Yeah, like my mate texted me the other day and he was like, do you just want to go get dinner with us? And I was just like, yeah, I'll check with the missus. I'll check with the boss.
I'll check with the boss. Yeah, lads love that, don't they? I'll check with my life partner who I share a home and life with. What about that? who I share a dog
with. Cannot tell you how much I hate that.
Well, whatever you call them, please let us know. We're just looking to conduct a bit of market research and we'll feed it all back.
Life partner not for straight couples.
No.
It's not at all.
No, it's for like...
Your partner, fine. Your life partner, no. It's
for the lesbians that Ross is going to be triggered by at the Lamaze class.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so let us know.
087-711-103. What do you call your other half? Is it cringe? We want to know even more then. 087-711-103.
Good morning, how are you? We're talking about what you call your other half, your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, the ball and chain, himself, the herself, etc. The boss. And we're really romanticising the word ma.
Bring back ma.
I just love it. It's
2026.
Just, do you know what I mean?
I remember when I was like 12 and dad came in the kitchen and was like, well, what's cracking? I was like, all right. And he's like, Any moths?
Oh, sorry. Any moths. Imagine him hyping himself up in the driveway of the car to say, I'm going to go in and ask David.
I guarantee you. He'd heard about it for the first time 20 seconds beforehand.
No, I love that. That is so any cute. And you might have seen this over the weekend. There's a TikTok going around of this guy doing street interviews. And he asked these two little young lads if they had any New Year's resolutions.
My New Year's resolution is to get more moths.
Yes, King.
Yes.
Absolutely.
As it should be all of us.
My New Year's resolution is to get more moths.
Where is my husband? Or where is my partner?
Mm.
Or where is my lover? Or my fella? We are asking this morning on the show, what do you call your other half? Because Timothy Chalamet is in the news after, well, obviously he's won a streak of awards.
It's like, what do you call your other half for other people, isn't it? Not to them. Like, I'd say like babe or something.
Oh, yes, yes. Like, not to their face. Like, what do you say when you're explaining?
Like, I'd
when
say
you're
the
like,
missus.
Yeah, when you're like, me and my fella went to the cinema, or like me and my wife went here. Because Timothy Chalamet, he's won a couple of awards for Marty Supreme, and in his awards speeches, he's thanked his partner. Which is just kind of a funny word to call Kylie Jenner. Do you know what I mean? Because she's like, I want to thank my baddie, Kylie. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see her as partner.
Yeah,
but like,
fair.
Whatever. He's trying to, you know, he wants to be taken seriously in the world. So he has a partner, not a bae.
I like it.
Not a GF.
I think it's cute. I think it's really, there's something really loving about it. A partner.
Yeah, because you navigate life together.
Like, what's a partner? It's someone you have by your side.
Yeah.
In my head, partner is an upgrade from boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, your boyfriend and girlfriend for a while and then you become partners. Yeah. Maybe it's when you start living together.
Yeah.
It's like a living partner.
Have a kid but aren't married.
Yeah.
I said partner before I was married just because I was like, we make our life decisions together. Mm. And we
You're so allergic to using the fiancé phrase.
Fiancé is just a bit like, okay, girl, all right. That's three syllables and we don't have time. We get it. You're engaged. Shut up.
Asking you what you call your other half, 087-711-103. Collie says, I call my wife baby girl.
Aww.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be like, oh, my baby girl is...
I have to see what baby girl's going to say. Yeah. I have to see his baby girl coming out. Sorry, that is so cute.
baby girl is one on 087-711-1038. No name on this, but we did get a voice note.
I call my wife the EPO, the Employment Prevention Officer. Don't tell her that.
I hate that enjoyment so much.
It's like, you know, when like someone has their mom down on their phone as like birth giver or something.
Same energy. Comes trouble.
Here comes the FBI, the female body inspector.
EPO, this come fella, on.
You need to put that in a t-shirt and sell that for a tenner in Marbella.
Please do.
That's what you need to do. But I have to say, nothing as cringe as what me and Pippa call each other. But not for other people. Like,
yeah.
I would say the missus.
Okay.
Or she'd probably say my boyfriend.
Yeah.
But like to each other. There's this Tony Cantwell video from years ago, and me and Pippa absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And so it's like he asks like one of the characters to go and get him a drink, and the character comes back with the drink and he goes, "Oh, thank you, my baby.
Thank you, my baby." I know the exact one. Thank you so much, my baby. So that's what you guys call
each other. Whenever we're on the phone to her, I'm like, "Hello, my baby."
Oh.
But as a joke, like.
For a joke.
It's not serious, like.
So, like, if someone says, like, "Is Pippa coming out?" You're like, "Oh, let me just ring my baby." No, my baby will be joining later.
I'll check with them, ma. Hold on. Ring. Hello, my baby.
I love ma. I love ma.
Ma is good.
And I don't know, can you say it about lads? I feel like, could I say my ma?
No, you're fine.
No, that's annoying. My fella, yeah, is grand. But I think Matzer is the best.
I got the best text in from Circa. I say partner too, but if I'm angry, I say my kid's da.
That's the best.
I'll ask my kid's da.
Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. 9:03. It's Monday. We're fully charged. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just myself and Fiona this morning.
Just the girls. How are you getting on?
Not too bad.
Did you hear the latest scandal in the radio industry?
That you call me a girl?
Well, that's just because gender is a construct. It's not real. But everyone is talking about this. It's just breaking.
I love some radio industry gossip.
Yeah, well, you'll love this one. David Hammond makes his girlfriend sleep on the floor. Everyone is talking about it. I think you'll get your slot on Claire Byrne after all. You're going to have to explain why you do this.
Okay, this is right. Let's just go back. Okay. On Instagram the other day, I put up a video of me in the bed and Pippa, my girlfriend, on the floor under a blanket and on the pillow.
Not a great start.
No. I put up the video and I said, maybe when we get married, she can sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
Right? As a joke.
For a joke. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the next one I screenshotted, someone messaged me, why is she on the floor?
Mm.
And I screenshotted and I put that up and I said, because we're not married.
Which was very good. Good answer.
Thank you. Her friend messaged her, her best friend, and was just like, why are you on the floor? I was like, right, this has gone pizza. This has all gone pizza. Then my mate texts me and he was like, well, I was just texting him. I was like, oh, will we go for a drink at some point? Yeah, yeah. Come here, why was Pippa on the floor?
I'll go for a drink with you. You make your missus sleep on the floor.
I was like, for God's sake. And then I was like, right, okay, so I have to explain.
Yes, you did.
The amount of people getting on to me being like, what the hell? And then there was a lot of like lads being like, yeah, yeah, wish I'd do the same with my miss.
No,
this was a joke.
But I love that. But you were like, why is everyone getting on to me? And I was like, to be fair, you have not explained the situation at all. Yeah, so people have questions.
I just said, for everyone who's confused, and I put up, the reason she was on the floor was because when we were going to bed the previous night, we placed the blanket throw that goes on the bed down on the floor and the extra pillows.
All the extra faff.
That we don't need to go to sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
When she went to the bathroom in the morning, she came back out from the bathroom and she was like, oh, this is my new bed. And she got into it as if it was a bed. Listen, we're kooky. We're crazy. We're
y'all
wild.
Crazy. We're wild. We don't know what happens
she
in that house, okay?
That this was the, and I thought this was the perfect opportunity for a joke.
Ooh, okay.
And it went down in flames.
We'll say about that joke, mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews. I will not be doing it on stand-up comedy night, I don't think. Not great.
Why?
Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Just coming up to 9:10. Don't forget, by the way, Cash Machine. 9:30 will tell you how you can win a €100,000.
Very good. For now, though, someone else who's been winning stuff, Jessie Buckley. She took home a Golden Globe last night for her performance in Hamnet. You've probably been hearing about it.
Whenever I hear it, I'm like, you said it wrong.
Yeah, I know.
It's Hamlet.
I know. It's very confusing, isn't it?
What is Hamlet?
It's the story of Shakespeare and his wife.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe their child who died.
Sorry, I do remember this.
But apparently everyone's saying it's serious.
Can I ask, is that what Hamlet's about?
No. So Hamlet is about, well, the dad dies and the wife has gotten with the uncle.
Right.
And Hamlet is the son and he's the Prince of Denmark and he's avenging his father's death and there's ghosts and there's all sorts going on. It's a long out thing to sit down in front of. But it's a bit of crack.
4-page synopsis on my desk on Tuesday morning.
It's to be or not to be.
With symbolism and all that.
Okay, yeah, no bother. I did honours English. But so Hamlet, yeah, big deal. Jessie Buckley, she's kind of getting her flowers. She's been like working her way up for, you've probably been hearing her name for a good few years. She's kind of like, she's been in all sorts. She was in a film, The Lost Daughter, with Olivia Colman. She does loads.
I haven't heard of her since ever until Hamlet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've
never even heard of her.
Okay, so this is interesting. I want to know if people remember this because I feel like this is her Paul Mescal in the Denny's ad.
Oh, yeah.
Origin story. So I know Jessie Buckley, not personally, but from back in 2008, she was on a reality show called I'd Do Anything, which was kind of like an X Factor, but for musicals.
Okay.
And it was like, they were trying to find who would play Nancy in the West End performance of Oliver.
Right.
And there was like 12 women auditioning. Jessie Buckley was 17 at the time.
Wow.
She was absolutely incredible. Me and my sister were obsessed, and this is what she sounded like on the show.
Oh yes, he does need me. In spite of what you say, I'm sure that he needs me.
Some voice.
She was,
is that her as Nancy?
Believable. Yeah. So like they'd have to sing. Every week they would sing like a show tune, like a musical song. And then they would sing, like, because she got to the final. So she got to sing that song.
Did she not win it?
She came second runner up.
Oh my God. As in the second runner up?
As in, sorry, she was runner up. She came second.
Do you remember
the
this,
winner?
I don't remember her on it, but there was a period of time where the BBC was obsessed with these different shows. It was all Andrew Lloyd Webber. They did a Joseph one.
They did one for Mamma Mia.
They did How Do You Solve a Problem like Maria. They were looking for a Maria.
Yeah, I was obsessed with these because I've just always been obsessed with musicals and obviously any TV show that makes women feel like crap, which is what they did to Jessie Buckley at this time. As I say, she was only 17. She did come runner-up to Jodie Prenta, who I went and saw on the West End Nancy. But then I remember thinking at the time, Nancy's not even that good a role. Like, she has this one big song, and then if you know what happens in the musical, it doesn't end up very well for her.
I did Oliver in primary school.
Did you?
I played Oliver.
No way!
Yeah, but I do not remember what happened to Nancy at all.
She passed away.
Oh!
So obviously this show was in 2008. It was peak time of making women not feel great about themselves. This was kind of an example of the critique that Jessie got on the show.
I thought it was a good vocal, Jessie, but we're in the 9th week of the competition and I have to be honest with you, it should excite me. It didn't. It slightly bored me. For me, I'm not convinced you're Nancy.
What can I do to excite you?
I don't know what it is because... well, That's a question a lot of women have asked. Anyway.
John Barrowman.
Kind of weird. Ew. Yeah.
Famously got cancelled.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
That's John Barrowman.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Well, there you go. Anyway, she was 17 at the time. Bit of a weirdo.
Weird.
But she said, she's gone on to say she was not well. She was depressed at the time. That, like, there was a lot of critique about her body. And, like, she needed to become a woman. She needed to learn how to walk in heels. Blah, 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 blah. But she has gone on to do so much better than this. And some of the other people who were in this show... Samantha Barks, I don't know if you know her.
No.
She played Eponine in Les Mis on the West End, and she also played it in the movie.
Right, okay.
The main film. And then there was another woman, Rachel. She went on to play Elphaba in the West End. And it just makes me think, what's not for you won't pass
won't
you.
Pass.
Well, will pass you. What's for you won't pass you. What's for you won't pass you, Jessie. And if anyone's telling you today that you should have been Nancy, you're doing way better now. You've won a Golden Globe for yourself, okay?
Yeah, she must look back on that and go, didn't need that.
No, And Graham Norton hosted it as well. And you can watch it on YouTube.
Really? What's it called again?
I'd Do Anything.
Nice. All right. I will probably not check that
come
out.
Come on. Do.
By the way, we never do shout-outs on the show, but I think we should do this.
Come on. We have to.
We should do the shout-out. We never really do it because we have things to be doing.
Yeah.
But I think
we're busy.
We need to put time aside for this.
Please.
Good morning, guys. Can you shout out to my grandson, Noah? He's 6 today. From his nanny, Pam.
Ah, nanny, Pam. Go on. And of course, Noah, happy birthday
happy
to
birthday,
you,
Noah.
And you're very lucky to have a nanny like Pam.
Yes, but your nanny is the star here.
Oh, Noah. My God. Apologies. We love you, nanny, Pam. Shout out to you. And of course.
Happy birthday, Noah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Big 6 today.
Well, it's a big one. It's a big year.
Big year. Congratulations, Noah.
Be nice to your nanny.
And thank you, nanny, Pam, for listening. Maybe she's not listening. Maybe she's just like, what's young? Spin.
She's like, I don't listen to that shite. No, it does.
For now, though, it's Monday morning, and usually that is filled with dread, mm-hmm. filled with, oh, God, a brand new week, and it's a lot of negativity to be waking up on a Monday morning, just instantly hitting you, going, oh, God, here we go.
Yeah.
But you know what's something that makes it better? Is a man called Dermot Bannon on a Sunday evening with a show called Room to Improve. Now, I know I'm aging Spin by 10 years here by even talking about this. I just love it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic. I do like kind of architecture and things like that.
Yeah.
Right? I do enjoy nice houses. Like I follow those like pages on Instagram where it's like LA homes.
Architectural
Digest. That kind of stuff. Things that are pretty cool. And so when a couple goes to Dermot Bannon and they own a house that was built in 1950s in Rahini, I'm like, what's he going to do? What's he going to do?
I love, like, his ideas are always so much bigger than what the semi-detached home in, like, Terran York can pull off.
There's a lot of things that Dermot does that I find really funny. Like, for example, he'll bring them to a house in a much nicer area than they're in. And he'll be like, this is what you could have if you had money.
But you don't, so I guess, I don't know, I'll see what I can do like with a bit of polished concrete for you.
Last week, there was this house in Clonsilla and they were doing up and he brought them out to like Terran York or somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, the house that they were building up was in Raheny. He brought them out to Sutton where they were looking over the sea. And he was like, this is what you could have. Anyway, let's go back to your night hole in Raheny. For some reason, he always goes into, like, he brings one of them. It's like the RT budget can only sway so much. He brings one of the couples into a pub. So last week, he brought the couple to Kyo's. And this week he brought them to Harry Burns in Clontarf.
Okay.
But like the pub is closed. Like the pub, there's no one in the pub. It's probably done at 9 a.m. and they're just sitting in this pub. Like, why?
Is he showing the interiors of the pub?
No, they're just sitting there.
They're just having a pint.
It's just a place to go that's outside of the house. Do you know what I mean? They're not even having a pint. But there's little quirks that he does. But I'd say he is so hard to deal with. And you won't hear anyone else, other radio stations, saying this about him, because they're probably be like, oh, isn't he great? I'd say he is great, but I'd say he's hard to deal with.
Yeah.
Because he does come in with these bizarre ideas that the couple is clearly not going to like.
No.
Last week he came with, they were getting like something in the back of their garden, like a kind of a shed kind of thing. Iran wanted to be a man cave.
Yeah.
I hear that bloody word one more time.
Stop.
Anyway, he wanted to be a man cave. And Dermot was like, will we paint it yellow?
Of course. Do you know what? Do you know what he loves doing? Dermot Bannon loves having a tree growing inside and it's surrounded by glass. And he's like, in the kitchen, let's bring the outside in. And it's like, don't say it, Dermot, don't say it. I'm thinking, don't say tree. I'm thinking a shrub. No, we don't need a tree inside.
But this couple last night was his dream.
Okay.
Because they wanted their house to be in the garden. That's what they wanted. They love living amongst the plants. Like when you walked into their OG house, there was plants everywhere. It was too much. I really didn't like it. What he did was basically bring the garden to them.
Okay.
It was one.
Oh my God, that's his dream. I can actually so see him saying that. I haven't been watching this season, but I'd say he'd love that.
You always know, here's a little clue for you. You always know that there was contention behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That they didn't talk about when they don't show you a certain thing. Like, say, for example, he came in at one point last night in the episode and your one was writing up a plan for the garden, which he was going to do with the actual garden.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, like, what are we going to do? And she was like, you seem very worried. I'm not worried. Like, don't worry about it. They never showed the garden after that.
Oh.
So I was like, right, something happened.
No way.
So they showed like the kind of new sunroom in the garden and shrubbery around it and stuff, but they never went into the garden to show you what they did. And I was like, there was
scandal.
Something happened in Harry Burns.
And what went down that day? And tell me, is he still loving the open plan, or has he accepted they're a nightmare to heat?
Yeah, no, it was a pretty open plan, I think. Yeah,
everything always has to be open plan. Yeah, he's like, in this home, we're having the bathroom in the kitchen. It's like, okay, Dermot.
Yeah. But I really am enjoying. Like, I really am enjoying it. Every Sunday, I sit down, cup of tea now, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is what old age is.
That's what made you sound old. It was the cup of tea.
It's the cup of tea. But I honestly,
you could have said can of Monster.
People driving to college right now, listen, go, geez, I'll never get to that age. Wait for it.
You will.
There'll be a time where you don't want to go to the Camden, and you want to just
you want to go to Harry Burns and Harry hope Burns that Dermot Bannon shows up.
Dermot Bannon sat here. I was about to clap as if it was Don't Say the
I was honestly thinking that as well, because it always hurts me because I want to partake in some way, but anytime I try, you give out to me.
When have I ever given out to you?
When me and Emma try and say, mm-mm.
Okay, Fiona, here you go. Here's your time to shine. No, go up.
You can do it.
That's not my name. What? That's not my name. Mm-mm. That's not my name. No.
What are you doing? That was my thing.
Workplace bullying.
Welcome to That's Not My Name. This is a game where, if absolutely no hints and clues, we try and guess your name. It's silly, but it's a lot of fun.
Player one, is your name Courtney?
That's not my name.
It's a great name.
It would be
though.
Good if it was.
Player one, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Katie.
Katie.
That's how the game goes. Like 99.9% of the time, we don't get the name.
Yeah, but sometimes we do.
And it's elation. Oh my God, what a feeling. The reason being because it's really hard to do, but also you get something if we guess your name.
Yes, we do. There are 24 IMC cinema passes to be won. You could go to the cinema 24 times on your own. You could go 12 times with a hot date. You could bring someone different every time. Why are you trying to tie yourself down? You're only young.
Put that in the bio.
Get out there.
24 IMC cinema passes.
Yeah, who wants to come? Oh my God, get that on Hinge now.
Yeah.
So how to enter? You just send us a voice note. The only one in the room who will hear it is producer Callum. The voice note needs to say...
Oh, hello.
Hello. That's him there, by the way, and his name is Callum. So if he was entering, he would say, my name is Callum.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you have to do. My name is Hayley. My name is Amber. Mm-hmm. Why am I picking all, like, names from, like, 90s American sitcoms? My name is Shifra. Enter in, my name is whatever your name is, to 087-711-1038. That'll let us know you want to play and win those juicy, juicy IMC cinema passes.
24 IMC cinema passes. Lots going on in the cinema this last couple of weeks and from weeks to come as well. There's serious movies coming out. So if you want 24 IMC cinema passes, then a WhatsApp voice note right now to 087-711-1038 and must say, my name is, and then your name. What? That's not my name. How about that? How about we share it out? So I'll do the what, and you can do the mm-mm. Or sometimes maybe we can do the what,
mix it up.
And I'll do the mm-mm.
Okay, I just never knew that was an option. Okay.
This is a game where with absolutely no clues, we try and guess your name. If we guess your name, you win IMC cinema passes. Mm-hmm. How many, Fiona Foley?
There are 24 to be
Why
won
so
today.
Many?
Because every week that we don't guess someone's name correctly, we add two more cinema passes to the pot. That's how it works. And this is how bad we are at this game. There are 24 now to be won.
Yeah. Player one is on. It is time to guess your name. If you win, you win 24 IMC cinema passes. Player one, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not
pretty
too bad.
Good.
Okay. Okay, player one, here we go. Is your name Kathy?
That's not your name.
Right.
Player one, is your name Kira?
That's not my name.
Okay.
Player one sounds familiar.
Do you think she might have called him before?
Yeah. Player one, I don't know her name though. This is the annoying thing. Is your name Rebecca?
That's not my name.
Oh. But you are familiar. Aren't you like you work in like an ambulance or something, no?
Yeah, that's me.
What's your name again?
Aoife.
Oh my God.
Damn it.
No way.
I knew I had it with the
Can
voice.
Can we bring in That's Not My Job? Because you would have won it.
Aoife, I'm so sorry I couldn't guess your name, but thank you so much for playing.
Sorry, Aoife.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Have a great day. Good luck, Aoife. Bye.
Bye.
Aoife's fuming with me.
No, I'd
fuming.
Say.
I can only apologize.
But that was very impressive. But sometimes it's hard. Names are hard.
I
but
got the job.
You know her spirit and you know her story.
All right. I attempt to play your player two. Voice notes. The voice note with their name. We must take our headphones off so we cannot hear said voice note because then it'd be a bit pointless. Mm-hmm. All right. Voice note two.
My name is Kieran.
Player two, over to you.
Player two, over to you. How are you, player two?
Not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Oh, ooh. Crap. I should know this one as well. It's an English accent.
Oh,
it
no.
is.
Oh, go on.
Oh, God. Player two.
It is. Good luck.
Oh, is your name Peter?
No, it's not. That's not my name.
That's not your name. Player two, is your name Gary?
That's not my name.
Ah, I'm so bad at this.
Player two, is your name Dave?
That's not my name.
Go on.
Player two, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Kieran.
Your name is Kieran.
Kieran.
And Kieran, are you a truck driver?
No, I'm not, but I do drive a van.
You drive
okay,
a van.
Well, oh, come on, apples and oranges, for God's sake, Kieran.
Kieran, I'm so sorry I couldn't get your name. I knew you were recognisable, though, but thank you very much for playing. Have a great day.
Sorry, Kieran.
You're okay, thank you, guys.
Bye.
Oh, God, this is so bad.
Again, you kind of knew his job.
Yeah. All right, headphones off in studio again so we don't hear the voice note.
Hello, my name is Kieran.
Hey, ye, player three.
Hear ye, player three. All right, player three is on line three.
Kieran speaking, hello.
Great. Player three, is your name Kira?
Yes.
Great.
Sorry.
I can't believe that's never happened.
That's
that
amazing.
Was incredible. That was so good.
Kieran, thanks so much. Unfortunately, we can't give you
answers. I'll do better next time.
No, that never changed. That was perfect.
Have a great day, man. Good luck.
Bye. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. I think that's never happened before, but I love that it did happen.
Honestly, so good.
It was chaotic. I think a new rule for That's Not My Name, where if we get it wrong, we can then go, all right, but is your job this?
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And they win half the IMC Cinema
That's
Pass.
That's good.
What do you think? New
I think that ups
rule?
The stakes. Yeah. It makes it, this gives more play-along ability.
So then they have to send their name and their job.
I love that.
All right, well, 26 IMC Cinema Passes next week on That's Not My Name. Be there and get a job in the meantime. Justin Bieber, Daisies. Spin.